This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and tonight I'm judging a Miller Lite Category 1A Light American Lager. Okay, I guess I get to take one for the team. Well, it's a very pale beer. I'd call that a deep straw color. It's not quite to yellow. Very tall, frothy, pure white head. It's settling fairly fast. There's all sorts of bubbles rising from the bottom of the glass. It's definitely going to be highly carbonated, and it's clear. So that's a 3. Smelling it, not much there. Very mild grain. A low impression of malty sweetness, but in a very, very neutral way, not suggestive of any particular grain. I'm also getting a light yeast character. Not like a yeast byproduct, but like the smell of yeast, like when you pour starter into a beer and you actually smell the what yeast itself smells like. Getting a little bit of suggestion of acidity. I wonder if that's from the high carbonation. The grain just seems very, I don't know, generic. It's a very neutral grain. I'll give that a 10, I guess. As far as flavor, very similar to the aroma. There's a mild, neutral malt flavor. It suggests sweetness, but it finishes dry. It's the suggestion of sweetness is just really an absence of bitterness. There's a hint of a rounded, corn-like flavor, but it's very low. So the dry finish is sort of wipes most of the flavor off. There's a lot of carbonation in this, and the bubbles really sort of interfere with tasting it because you're getting the scrubbing bubbles on your tongue pretty much right away. Yeah, it's a very neutral malt. There's no hops. It's clean lager character. Again, just maybe a touch of a yeast flavor, but there's really not much there. Fortunately, the style allows for not much there, although I think it's sort of straining credibility to say that this tastes great. I'll give it a 17 out of 20. As far as mouthfeel, it is definitely a light body. It's almost watery. It's very smooth, but it has a real mouth-filling carbonation. It's very high, and it has a carbonic bite at the end. So when you swallow it, you get that snappy finish. You're getting some acidity from the carbonic acid from the level of carbonation. So all of that is really typical for the style, or definitely allowable for the style. So that's a 5. So down to overall, really, I guess, inoffensive is the way to describe it. It doesn't have much flavor. It's very highly carbonated, and that really keeps you from tasting a whole lot. You combine very high carbonation with a desire to serve these cold, and I'm serving it at like a judging temperature, not like at a normal kegger drinking temperature. So, I'm actually trying to taste it. And there's not a lot there, even when it's warm. Really just a hint of that grain and corn. No bitterness at all. I mean, the IBUs are well below threshold. Really, the high carbonation is standing in for bitterness. I mean, it gives that sort of bite at the end to, you know, balance the malt. There's nothing really off in it, though. I mean, if there was a flaw in there, there'd be no place to hide. It does have a clean lager character. There was that hint of yeast flavor in there, but it's awfully subtle. So, there's not much off. There's just not much interest there. You know, the style does allow for some interest. This is certainly a legitimate variation. So, I'll go ahead and give that an 8. And that totals up to a 43. So that makes it awfully good. Now, it's sort of hard to do that well in the style. Any flaw that you have is really magnified. There's no way to cover it up. The style does allow for some interest. Maybe it's a little unfair to give a sort of a bland tasting beer, less than a high score, but there is some subjectivity in there, and you are looking for something that actually does is something that you'd want to drink, not just because it's the style, but because it's a good beer. And I don't know, I think I'd have a nice tea or lemonade instead of this. This doesn't really have a whole lot going for it. But this is a style that allows a low flavor like that. So I'll stand with 43. This is Gordon Strong, and this is a Miller Lite Category 1A.